Morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
They left you hanging with the high five yesterday.
I know. Some of the guys showed me. I said, where are all my guys? They were all running on the field. And I said, Jules says, don't worry. I'm going to find you next time. So, I don't know. I spent all year. I don't know. I can't get anyone to get in there with me.
Hey, it appeared to be, for most of the guys on this football team, the most satisfying and enjoyable win of the year. Is that safe to say?
Well, it was pretty. It was a great win to go on the road against a team that, you know, we've struggled with the last bunch of times we played them, and really a huge game for our season. So, yeah, it was satisfying, and we talked about all week. We had a pretty tough loss in Miami, and I think fought back through a long week. You know, we put a lot into the week. There was a lot of preparation. I don't think there were many people that thought we could go in and beat those guys. Mm. So that was really a great test of character for us as a team.
Which leads me to my next question. Don't spin this. Don't massage the message. Tell the truth. You and your teammates like it when everybody picks against you, don't you?
Well, I mean, you look at it this week, everyone will be picking us. You know, I think that's, you know, it's to be, you know, across the board, everyone's going to pick, oh, Patriots over the Bills.
Right.
It's going to be some, you know, easy win, which is, you know, so far from the case in the NFL. So I just think you have to ignore all the noise, because it's all a bunch of hot air. It's all a bunch of BS. You just don't want to listen to it, and you want to try to focus on what you need to focus on. So every team presents different challenges, and we went into the game feeling like we had, you know, could match up against these guys. And, you know, we played great defensively. We played great on special teams against, you know, one of the best special teams units in the league. And, you know, offensively, we got off to a decent start. So it was a good win. And now this game that's coming up is the one that's the most important one of the year.
Tom, you will not set any records this year. You probably won't win another MVP, but it doesn't seem to bother you. Were you always that way, or was it like 10 years ago? Would it matter to you right now what your personal numbers are heading into the final week?
Well, I think you want to play as best as you can. I think that's, you know, that's the only thing that really matters. And however you need to contribute to help the team win games, that's really what it's always been about for me. So I think the individual awards and accolades and team sports, to me, they don't, you know, they're not as, they just don't weigh as much on my mind as, you know, some, as doing what we're ultimately trying to do, which is, you know, win it all. So that's always the most important thing for me in a team sport. And it's great to see guys have great years. And, there's been a lot of players this year that have had phenomenal seasons. So it's really a credit to those players and what they bring to the team. And, but ultimately we're going out there to try to win a championship, because that's why we work hard all season. That's why we put ourselves in a position like we have at this point to get a bye in the first round if we can win this week, which would be, you know, a great way for us to end the season. And we faced quite a bit of adversity, so, you know, I really talked about our mental toughness after the game yesterday, and that's what it's all about.
I know you didn't know. You said you didn't know that Manning had broken your touchdown passes record because you didn't see it. It was before you guys. But so I guess you didn't know that he talked about you or mentioned you immediately after the game, said it's nice to break the record, but Brady will probably break it again next year. What did that record mean to you, that 50 touchdown passes? And do you think you or someone else is going to break it again next year? Is that the way the game is going?
It's an incredible feat. I mean, to throw 50 like we did in 2007 was incredible. And Marino threw 48, then Peyton threw 49, then, you know, I was lucky enough to be on a team where to throw 50, and 51 is unbelievable through 15 games. And they've been throwing the ball at an incredible rate, and what they've done offensively and certainly in the passing game has been incredible. So it's really a credit to those guys and what they've been able to accomplish. And, there's no doubt they have one of the best offenses in the history of the league. So that's not easy to do. And, they put themselves in a good position, and I'm sure they want to, you know, finish the season strong also. So it's pretty cool that you know, he's able to do that.
Tom, could the case be made that Marino's record when he set it might even be more remarkable than what you and Manning have done based on the era and the way the game was played back then?
I mean, it's just it's a lot of touchdown passes. I mean, it's hard to throw one in a game and to throw four or five or six, like, you know, what he's done over this year. And I remember in 2007, I mean, we were throwing him, and it was like, oh, my God, you know, you play all these years where you have, you know, not a lot of touchdown passes, and all of a sudden you're just throwing four a game. It's pretty incredible. So it's a, like I said, it's a credit to that offense. And certainly Peyton is one of the greatest to ever play the game. And you see what he's capable of, and they just done a great job offensively. So, and Marino, I mean, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. So, he 48 touchdown passes, 48, 49, 50, 51. I mean, I'm sure at some point all these records are going to be broken. That's just the way records are, unless you're, you know, Lou Gehrig. But that's pretty remarkable achievement.
We spent.
I guess Cal Ripken broke that record.
He did. Yeah, he did. That's, he doesn't have that anymore. Yeah.
We spent a lot of the offseason, you know, being critical of the moves the Patriots made or didn't make offensively, particularly letting Welker go. Then the Hernandez stuff happened, and we looked at the roster you had to work with when the season started and say, you know, how is this going to happen? How are these guys going to score points and win games? Did you have a moment at all during the offseason where you kind of had some of the same – some doubt crept in about what this team, this organization was doing, the direction they were heading?
I don't think – you know, I ever have a doubt of where the direction of the team is. We're always – you know, our direction is always the same, and that's to try to figure out ways to win games. So, I mean, it's never about, PR moves, or it's never about the short-term interest. It's always, you know, the long-term best interest of the team and the organization, and so that we can go out there and put ourselves in a position to be competitive, you know, every single season. And we've been able to do that, and I think our team has a great work ethic. It obviously starts, you know, with Mr. Kraft and Jonathan and Coach Belichick and what they're able to bring to the table. So, you know, they set the precedent for us, and we as players show up every day just trying to do our job. We try to do it the best we can.
Tom, why? I'm going to follow up on that. Why don't you ever allow yourself to bitch and moan about injuries or departed offensive weapons that you no longer have? Human nature would have most people say, yeah, I can't believe this guy's gone or this guy's injured. Is it because of a leadership role that if you say that, if you were to bitch and moan, it would send the wrong message to your teammates?
I just don't – I don't know what benefit that gives us. I don't know if that helps. I certainly don't think it does. I mean, and there's no solution in going out there to bitch and complain about all the things that you wish you could have or don't have. So you try to do the best you can do based on the circumstances that are dealt. And there's a lot of things that have happened over the course of the season that we never anticipated. But you know what? Deal with it and move on. And try to go out there and bring your competitiveness and your energy at every game and every week, and try to be a good leader and be a good example. Like, I had all these great leaders and examples before me. In our first year, my first year that I got a chance to play in 2001, when Drew got hurt, I mean, there was no one that, you know, complained about the situation. That was a great example for me that, you know, someone else got an opportunity to go in there and play, and that happened to be me, and I tried to take advantage of the opportunity and do the best I could for the team, and it ultimately resulted in a championship. But you can't tell me that going into that season, everyone thought, you know, if Drew got hurt, that we'd have a chance to win. Mm. But that's just the way it goes in the NFL, and different guys get different opportunities, and we've had a lot of guys stepped in and play well, and we brought guys in over the course of the year, and guys that have played roles that have contributed to help us win games. So, You can never predict what's going to go on, and the competition is on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and on a daily basis on Sunday. So you really have to just focus on that week and figure out where your matchups are and what your advantages are and try to play to those. So I think we showed that we're competitive, that we're in every game. I mean, I don't think we've gone out there and dominated every week, but I think there's plenty of weeks where we've done more than the other team, and hopefully that'll serve us well here coming down the stretch.
Tom, I know you said it was a great movie. You really liked it, and that was good to hear because I'm looking forward to seeing it. But do you think it helped? Did that little field trip on Friday help the team?
Do I think it helped us win a game? No, I think it was a great message, but I don't think that it's. I think what helps us win is what we go out and do on Sunday and our level of execution. I think it was a great message for our team to hear, and I think we'll talk about that and continue to communicate that. But when you face adverse situations, and I'm not going to ruin the movie for you, but there's a lot of correlations between what these guys do in the military and their training and preparation. I mean, believe me, these are the guys in the military who serve in our country and fight for our freedom. Those are the real heroes, and those are the guys that we look up to and admire, and they give the ultimate sacrifice. And the little lessons that we can take from them about their preparation, their training, and their mental toughness, their discipline, and I think the way they fight for each other is, a great message. And that's a great message for all of us to hear, because when they make a mistake, it's oftentimes fatal. I mean, we don't play, ours is just a game. So, but I think you understand that when you make mistakes, you're letting other people down. That's what sports are about, and that's what competitiveness is about. And it was a message really resonated well with our team. So it was a good thing for us to go out and be able to do.
Tom, in the previous four games, you threw it 50, 41, 52, and 55 times. Yesterday, 26, and you ran it 34. Was it determined during the week of practice that you were going to emphasize the run, or was that an offensive path that was chosen once the game began?
Well, we wanted this to stay balanced. We always want to stay balanced. It just turned out that, our execution of the run game was really good all day, and our execution of the pass game probably wasn't as good as what it's been. So, as the game evolved, we got out to a lead and then tried to, just play smart and try to play aggressive, but for the most part to try to force them to defend our running game, and our running game really set the tone there the whole second half. It in the first half, too. I mean, we were really efficient running the ball, but our backs did a great job finding holes. The line did a great job against a really good defensive front. Haloti Nada is one of the best in the game. Suggs is an incredible player. Doomerville and Canty, and they really got a good group. Arthur Jones is a really good player. So I got a lot of respect for that team. We've had some real battles against them, and I thought that was the best way that we played them in a long time.
Hey, Tom, to what extent does the coaching staff scout the officials for that particular game and share that information with you?
We always talk about the referee and their crew and what they do. So this was actually a crew that didn't call a lot of penalties, and they ended up calling quite a few in the game. So we always say you do business as business is being done. And, once you get out there and you see how they're calling it, I mean, typically when you get to the playoffs, they don't call much. So that's probably when it gets more physical, when it gets – there's more contact in the secondary, but – you just try to go out there and play and be disciplined. And there's holding on every play. I mean, there's holding. I mean, I know it's a penalty, but there's holding on the offensive line every play. There's holding on the defensive line every play. There's probably holding on the secondary on every play. It's really just a matter of if it's advertent enough to where the referee can see and throw the flag. But I mean, that's the way the NFL is. So you can call a holding penalty on every single play, but the refs are going to determine how far they're going to let it go.
I've never seen the ref call offsides on a center for turning around to listen to your cadence. That was a first.
Yeah, that was a first for me, too. So I don't know. I don't know what that was all about.
But you asked. Did you get an answer? You asked.
I asked, not very politely, but I asked.
Did you think heading into the season that Edelman was capable of this kind of year of catching 100 passes? It was just a question of him staying healthy?
Well, he's had a lot of opportunity, and he's been out there every single week. So that's been the biggest thing for him. Everyone, since the day he got to our team, he's had a really good skill set. I think he's really worked hard to learn the position and become more of a natural receiver, which this year his evolution has been you know, huge based on his ability to be on the field and get better every week. So it's really been a huge commitment for him over the years to learn how to take care of himself and to be out there every week and be a dependable player. And I'm so happy for him, what he's been able to accomplish as an individual and what he's brought to our team in terms of his dependability and consistency on a week on a weekly basis. So been one of the best punt returners in the history of the NFL, and then what he's been able to do to contribute offensively this year has been really remarkable.
Did T. Sizzle Suggs have anything nice to say when the game was over, Tom, to you?
You know what? I didn't really look for him or communicate to him. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for him. He's an incredible player. So I didn't really see him after the game. But he's one of the best in the league, and he played really well yesterday. So he's a really good player. He's a great player. He's probably a Hall of Famer. So I got a lot of respect for what he's able to do every week, too.
All right. We end with the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Crescent Credit Union. Tom, do you save the hats and T-shirts from every year?
Somehow they get lost in the shuffle. I don't know. They're in the locker, and then I think we clean the locker out at the end of the year. And so, no, I don't. They're rolling around somewhere. I don't know where they're at. They probably give them away or sign them and donate them. But there's hopefully more hat and T-shirts to come.
I don't know this for a fact. My guess is if somebody walked through your home, would they know there was an athlete living there with, like, trophies and all kind of stuff? Would we know it was your house if we walked through from a trophy standpoint?
Not really. Not my house. I don't have really any rooms like that. There's some place where there's some pretty special memories, things that I've had or come up with over the years, that pictures of pretty cool events that I've been at with people that I've always looked up to. And so I have a room, kind of a little TV room, where some of those things are displayed. But as my wife's taken over the house, there's more family pictures everywhere, and all that stuff kind of gets removed. So
that's why he has a moat to keep you out, Dino. You're not walk through.
Tom, Merry Christmas, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. Take care.